We are at a certain age where most of our lives we are working, say about 60 to 70%. According to Harvard, our happiness depends on how content and fulfilled we are with our work or vocation. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, at night if you go to bed and confused what I should be doing with my life, or am I at the right vocation? If you are feeling confused and need some guidance, you are at the right spot and listening to the right podcast. Welcome to Career Crossroads, where all the questions that are cooking in your brain get served by delicious or yummy answers. Speaking of yummy or delicious, how can we miss out the food? While most of us are gorging, munching on our favorite junk, such as pastries, cakes, burgers, and what have you. And how can I miss out my personal favorite, vada pav and samosa? Here is an individual who is on a strict diet for a long time. He eats his diet in portions. While some of us perceive that smoking might look cool, he doesn't believe so. He thinks while smoking might be perceived as cool, it won't make you look hot. On an odd day, if you are not able to reach him, you can find him at the gym working out, because that is his first love. In a hooded sweater, he looked like a boxer. Without that, he looks nothing less than the god of thunder himself, the Zeus. While his looks are solid, ladies, his inviting warm smile might melt your hearts like a hot chocolate. Let us welcome our expert for today, Coach Sajit, into the spotlight. Yeah, Coach Sajit, how are you today?
I'm fine, fine, Jay. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good.
Thank you for inviting me to the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Before we even begin the podcast, I would like to highlight the difference of how an average man looks and how a trainer looks by doing a small activity, which is flexing my arms to show you how it looks. So if you see, my arms look like a small egg. Now let's look at the trainer's arms, how it looks like. Yeah, over to you. If you flex and shows, if you see, it looks like a small watermelon. That's how different we are, and that's what training can do for you. With that, let's dive into the questions for today without getting delayed. So, Coach, can you give us a little bit background about your education, your hobbies? Yeah.
Hi. So, I am a hotel management student. Okay. I have done hotel management in a college. It's a degree, right? So, I wanted to be a hotelier at first, okay, during my college days. So, I approached the hotel management, then I did complete my everything, all the educations and all. Then I moved to hotels to work. So I work for most of the five-star hotels, like, you know, Taj and Oberoi's. So this was my initial career in 2012. Okay. So after that, during that days, hotels used to have a small space for staff, you know, to work out in the gym, right? So it is just to keep their staff fit. So these all five-star hotels, they provide a small staff gym. So I used to go there. It was earlier in 20, I was just 21 years. No, nowadays, fitness is everywhere in social media. Earlier, it wasn't like that, you know, in India especially. It was not that grown. Since the last 10 years, if you see, it is like, you know, grown significantly. So I used to go there because this love towards the training, why it came, because I was a state level volleyball player. So this activity, like this athletic thing, was there from very long. Like when I was in seventh standard, I used to work, I used to play for school, then district level, you know, all these things. So I slowly, my love started towards, you know, bodybuilding. I used to see some of my colleagues, you know, having a good biceps. And, you know, initially it was just, you know, getting biceps, having good chest, all these things. So later on, this is how it started, slow by slow. So I used to work out. I have no idea. I had no idea how to, you know, start with the workout and everything. But later on, initially asking with friends, asking with the colleagues, I, you know, started getting attracted more towards the this thing, what you call the physique. I mean, the bodybuilding. It's actually, it is, when it comes to what you call gym, it is not like you have to go and build more muscles. It's all about keeping you healthy, you know, at the same time, more active. This is what it is. All right. So this is how it started, right? Initially, my love towards a workout, towards my gym, towards keeping myself very fit. This is how it started. Yeah.
Awesome. That was a great response, because that's how everything starts. You get curious by various things that's happening around you, and even I was obsessed with the biceps sometime, but then the love was not there. I lost it.
Right.
So coach, can I say that your love for biceps is what inspired you to take up bodybuilding in the first place, or is it being athletic and you wanted to maintain it as a lifestyle?
Yes. So initially, yes. So as I told you, I was playing volleyball. So we were very active in my school days. So when I reached college, when I reached hotel management, life got a bit busy because of studies and all, right? So then for that 3 years, yes, I was on and off for volleyball. So then I got a job. I went to Mumbai and I got a job in Oberoi Hotels. So I was working there. So this is how it is. Bicep, it's just about, you know, I was so lean actually. If you see my 2012 photos, you go back in my Facebook account, and if you see my 2012 photos, it is so different. I'm so skinny by that time. So I had to, you know, get some muscles, you know, to look more attractive, all those things. This is how it started initially, that, you know, if you're going gym means, okay, you will have a nice body. You had a zero idea that how much dedication is required, you know, to reach the level whatever other people are there. So this is how it is. So later on, how it went is like, okay, slowly use, when you are consistent to work out to anything, you will see a slight changes in your body, right? So these are the changes, you know, will make you go forward and be more consistent, and, you know, to learn about this, you know, whole art. This is kind of an art, you know. You cannot just go and do whatever the random workouts. You should have a plan. So I started following some of the influencers who were there in that time. I can mention that there is one 4-time Mr. Olympia in men's physique. Right. His name is Jeremy Buendia. So these are the people I used to follow. And there is one fitness influencer who is from India and settled in US. Okay. His name is Gurumar. Okay. So these are the two guys I started following, and they used to give free guidance about food and about everything. So this is how it started. Later on, yes, I did my certifications in personal training, in nutrition and everything. So this is how slowly started, and I started towards fitness along with the working with the hotels. This is how it is.
Right? So you gave a response that I have not heard before with respect to bodybuilding, which is an art. I have not heard that before.
Yes.
And that's quite refreshing to hear that you think that it is an art. So which shows that you have a creative as well as analytical bent of mind, which shows you were aware enough to plan what it would take for you to get there. And it's hard to believe that you would be lean in 2012, because now, as I said earlier, you look like a god of thunder, Zeus himself. So it's quite refreshing to see that your journey.
Yeah, because I said art because, see, when you see someone in the stage, right, who is competing, competing is something, again, it is not easy. Like when you see someone in the stage, you, by the time you look at them, mm-hmm. you will say, wow. Why? Because they are so perfectly, you know, they have created, mm-hmm. it is like someone created, mm-hmm. or you created yourself mm-hmm. in such a way that it looks so beautiful. When you look at them, you'll say, wow, what a body, or mm-hmm. what a personality it is. So this is how it is. So everybody, whenever they look at Chris Bromstead, they will say, wow. Why? Because it is like an art, you know, he created his body. It wasn't like that. So that's why I use that word, you know, art. It is actually an art, because it can be possible for everyone, but it takes a lot of consistency, a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work.
Right. Yeah, splendid. Yeah. Moving forward, once you came to a decision, seriously considered that now I'm going to get into bodybuilding seriously, how challenging it was and what are the actions that you took? Looks, and you have been consistent, which already shows that you are where you are, not because of just playing around and getting there like bored. But you have put in an effort, and which shows that you are very very serious at that time. So if you could just elaborate a bit about that.
So what happened, Jay, initially it was mm-hmm. right, love towards the gym and everything. Later mm-hmm. on, along with the work, I got an opportunity mm-hmm. to work abroad. So I went to Muscat, you know, you must be knowing Oman. So mm-hmm. I started working over there. Along with the working, I started also going to the gym. Mm-hmm. I joined the gym and started going to the gym. So since I had, by this time I had enough experience, so what I did is I started taking it as a part-time job as well, training people. So one more thing, or what inspired me, is bringing changes in the life of people is something, you know, you are extending their life maybe, or you're giving them some kind of education, you know, to be more active. At the same time, I was kind of a role model in my place, because I used to look so slim at the same time with good muscles. So this was like, okay, we want to be like you, you know, people like you want to be like you. Okay, let's take it. So initially, I just started training people just like that. Okay. Then slowly, I wanted to make it as a profession. So see, there is two things you must be knowing. There is a job satisfaction. Yes, I loved hotel management. I joined there, but somewhere I felt like, okay, there is not the satisfaction is not there. So when you don't have a satisfaction, it is kind of a robot work, right? You know, you go, you perform your job, and you come back. You go, you perform your job, and come back. So slowly, my more love towards training, okay, training people, you know, bringing changes in life of people. So when someone says, hey, because of you I started working out, it feels good. Hey, because of you I started lifting weight more. Hey, because of you I you know, improved my form. So these are the things made you feel like, oh, this kind of response when you get, yes, you feel like, okay, this is the time. Then it was like a part-time of job and full-time of hotel management, hotel works. Then later on, yes, I got married at the age of 29. Mm-hmm. Now I am 35, right? So at the age of 29, I got married, and I mm-hmm. took my wife with mm-hmm. me to Moscow. Then mm-hmm. she got pregnant, she came back. So this was the time, this is the life, you know, where I took my full-time decision of being a coach. So she is the one to inspire. She said, leave everything, mm-hmm. come back to India. Let's work together. Let's see how it works. If it doesn't work, you have always the option mm-hmm. of going back, right? Or you have always the option of taking your career to the hotels. Mm-hmm. So just give it a try. So that was one thing, you know, hit me. Then I came back. I started new. Cult happened because I have no prior mm-hmm. experience in Indian market, especially when it comes mm-hmm. to fitness. So I started from zero when I come back. Yeah, it was quite difficult, yes, in terms of, you know, finding a job. Then cult happened because mm-hmm. of my experience. Then from rest call, you know me, you know, from long time. So this is how it is. Yeah. So this is the main turning point, I would say. I would always be very thankful to my wife. She's the one, you know, put me
Yeah. Real strength behind the strength coach. Very inspiring.
Yes, always.
And were your parents, were they aware of your decision that you are going to leave your job? And
by this time, yes, there is kind of an insecurity because I am the eldest in my family. So I'm married. I have a baby to come. The decision was quite challenging. Yeah. Because when I came back to India, my wife was 8.5 months pregnant. So she wanted you have to be here when its delivery is happening, So I had one wish bringing up my son along with me. I wanted to see his growing, he's growing. So what happened with us is our father is working in Mumbai. Once in a year he used to come. So we had that, gap. Between son and father, so that I wanted to recreate that bond with my son. So whatever my wife told, it was happy. I was good. Then my family, they were not okay, but later on, it went good in a way that yes, they understood. Okay, this is good because our son is now very close to us. Now we can visit whenever he wants to come here. So it was quite tough at the beginning, but later on, it went off very good way. Yeah.
Can I say with time they adopted and they came to a conclusion that this is a good career and it'll work out?
Exactly. Exactly. True. Because two underrated industries, I can say. One is hotel, which I took at first. At the same time also they were not okay because hotel concept is like you will just sell vada pav and all these things, have that small mindset. They have never been to a 5-star hotel. How does it look? So that was one thing. Then again the second thing is a personal trainer, so which is two underrated jobs, and both of them I took. Then I am happy because I could succeed in both of them. So the time, yes, they adopted. They could see, their son is doing
good. So you said you did a certification. So how long was that certification, and was it financially, were you okay with doing the certification and getting into?
I have done 3 certifications. One is for personal trainer, right? Certified personal trainer, and one is for the nutrition, which is a certified nutrition specialist. And one also, there is one from Government of India, which is level 4. So these are the 3. Yes, financially, yes, it will. But when you spend on your knowledge, getting knowledge, and when you're spending it, it is absolutely fine because it's worth spending for it, right? So that is how it is. It, financially, yes, it was tough, but I could manage, yes, because in India, there is a lot of scope for personal training because, people have that, habit of eating, binge eating, they don't take care of their health. So they need guidance. So it was tough, but it was worth spending on the certifications. Yes. I'm planning of doing some more. Cult had given me some certification as well. As you see, I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Cult and also a personal trainer. So they have their own levels of certifications in Cult. So I have that. So,
Okay. So did you start your work as a trainer at Cult, or was it some other place and then you navigated into Cult, or how did that start once you came back?
When I come back to India from Muscat, so I have 0 idea what is Bangalore, first of all. So I had to, explore. So I don't wanted to stay away from my fitness. So I joined a gym there itself near my house. So there, as you say, sometimes, if you have a very good intention, you will get a help from God. So I met someone who told that there is a vacancy happening in this place called. So I came off, I gave the interview, and it happened. And this is my first interview and first job, and I'm just taking it forward. So I did not work anywhere else when I got back to Bangalore. Cult directly happened, and rest all you know, we are, you know, I'm this with cult almost 3 years now. It is it is really going good.
So I mean, would you be able to share how was the interview? Because I am a software developer, our interviews are slightly different and more oriented towards theoretical and speaking. So how was your interview? Would you be able to share that?
Interview was nothing much. Of course, everywhere the first thing is, you know, just explain yourself, introduce yourself. What is your background? Do you have any certifications? Cult really look at the certifications first, because it is a brand, right? So they see whether this guy is certified or not. And there are some few, you know, basic movements they will check, right? You know, the compound movements like deadlifts, you know, whether this person do really know how to do a squat. If you're you know, applying for a strength and conditioning SNC coach, then they will be asking you to do overhead squat. You know, some of the compound movements they will ask you to do. So if you show them, it is absolutely fine, because it is like a practical interview will be there. There will be HR round.
Really.
All of them, right? Then once it's all done, yes.
Okay. So for us, it's mainly coding. So I thought, I mean, I was quite curious about what it would be. So good to know that you have to do workouts and show that you are really certified and you can.
It is.
Interesting.
It is. It is basically, since it's a brand, whatever they bring inside, like especially trainers and all, they would see that, okay, that brand remains, you know, in the best place. So yes, certification is very important. If you have a certification, and also they provide certification, but a basic certification is very important, and also the experience. So they will put you in different categories. Like if you have a minimal certification, they'll put you in general trainer. So you will be working as a floor trainer. And if you have experience and a better certification, then they'll put you in a personal trainer. Then there is a different section, which is group class, which is strength and conditioning, all of this. Then if you are interested in that, they can put you there also, right? These are the different things.
So you've been working for 3 years now as a trainer, seriously, right?
Yeah, seriously, in a sense, yes. See, my job is as a coach, as a personal trainer. It's full time is 3 years. But I've been doing this from very long time, but it wasn't a complete one. Yes, I used to work in the gym in Muscat, but as a part-time. But this is now it is a full-time, and it is going to be a lifelong full-time job only. Right. So
I think we should thank your wife for that.
There is no way, because you have a... Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's why wherever I go, whenever any people ask about my career or myself, I put her first, because that is how it is. Because of her, it, you know, this all happened.
So how do you stand apart from others in your field? What makes you different?
Yes. So, I mean, this is, I mean, you should, you could feel like, you know, what happens is, see, in the market, what is happening is people, because of social media, people wants to make their body. Right, in quick days, I mean quick time, so they will not stick to the original things, like, you know, having a good food, you know, training consistency is not there. Consistency is there, training, but they'll find other ways. In a sense, there are a lot of things, you know, steroids, there are a lot of things to, you know, make your body very faster. Within 1 or 2 years, you look like very jacked, which is not possible if you're doing it in a healthy way, in a natural way. So if you ask me how I am different, I am completely natural. From past 10 years, I'm working out. There is no outside substances, or I am not doing any kind of steroids or nothing, which I never ever tell anyone. If someone is coming and asking, I would guide them, you know, or not to do that. So this is the one thing, because the future generation, the future youth are into only, because they just want to show to the social media that I have a good body. That, so why did we started working out? Why did we started going gym? To keep us healthy, right? So the now this is kind of a business, this is kind of a showing off. So people just want to get into the Instagram and post, okay, I look like this, I look like that, blah, blah, blah. And they will say that I'm a natural person. So this is one thing. And my experience, yes, I train all age people, right? I have a client who is 60 years old, 65 years old. And I have a client who's at 21 years old. So I work all this, right? And my major focus is on dads. Okay, so I'll tell you why. Why dads? Now,
no, not yet.
You're not. So what is happening is when you are married, your focus is going to be on your family, your wife. When there is a baby, your baby. So whole of your life goes taking care of them only. You start ignoring yourself. So most of the 30, 35 would be seeing that, you know, they are very busy with their work. They are very busy with taking care of their family. And there is no time for them to take, care of themselves. In the sense, in terms of activity, there is zero activity. So what I have done is, I am an online coach as well. I train people all over India through online. I have an app, personalized app, where I train people through the app. So what I do is, I concentrate only on that. Okay, whoever is above 30 and below 60, I'll be training them, because I know what is the busy life of that. Being a dad, I know what is the busy life of that and what dad does. Right, they will not take care of themselves until unless you have a plan. If I give you a plan of 40 to 45 minutes, right, for 4 days in a week, and if I give you a diet plan, there will be constant remember that, okay, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. Otherwise, you will not at all take a time for yourself. So I am basically, you know, concentrating mostly on dads. That is one thing. Then in my personal training, one-to-one training, I will be taking all age groups. Right, whoever comes to the gym, I have a one-to-one training, so I take up those PTs as well. So yeah, I am different in many ways, right? If you visit my Instagram page, you will see that you will never see a 33-year-old guy like me, thin, at the same time with muscle mass, everything, because these are all the muscle mass I have gained in the past 10 years. Okay, with having all this busy life, baby life, married life, everything. Now also my life is so busy, I get 5 to 6 hours. I recommend people to take 8 hours of sleep, but I get 6 hours, 7 hours, because of, you know, family, baby, everything. But yes, this is what you can put me away from others.
No, that was quite interesting. You don't look 35, and most of the ladies would be heartbroken now knowing that you're married as well.
There are, I mean, believe me, it happens always in the gym that they come and tell me that you are 20, you look like 27, 26, 27, something like that. That's one thing. This I know that, you know, that is what it is. Activity reverse your age. The more muscle mass you have, you look more better. That is one thing. Second thing, I'll be saying that I am 35 years old. Then they'll be like, whoa. Like that. Then I'm married. Then again, one more shock. Then I'll be having, I have a 2-year-old boy. So this happens every single day or every other day. That is how it is. So this is something good. At the same time, I would, that's what I'm saying, that it is all about hard work, right? You don't expect results because results will follow you.
Right.
You be consistent.
Follow the process.
That's it. Yeah. Yes, follow the process. Trust the process, actually. It is all about trusting the process. Because whoever you see, they will. If there is there is no shortcuts, okay. In fitness, there is no shortcuts. If somebody tells you that some coach says that I can remove your belly fat like this, no, it doesn't happen like that. There is no spot reduction. There is no shortcuts. It's all about your consistency, your trust on the process.
Fascinating. So you emphasize so much on the diet. So I'd like, to throw it out that there is a meme flying around that great bodies are made in kitchen. How do you justify that? Is it true or not? What do you think?
It is, when it comes to the nutrition diet, it is absolutely true, right? So, how do I put it? Okay, let's say now you are a person, you are eating at home. So, because see, I'll just share the experience of my clients, okay, whenever I ask them, they'll say that I never eat outside. They'll say that it's only home cooked food. Everything they'll say, but still I am getting fat or still I have this fat. Why? So, because outside people, they say that you should not eat outside food, or you should not eat, oily food, you know, all those things. But I'm eating at home, but how do I get fat? Then I'll be asking a few questions. Okay. How many times you eat? They say 3 times. Okay. What kind of food? This kind of food. Will there be any snacks? Yeah, along with the coffee, I'll be having some homemade samosas, days, buns.
Right.
Blah blah. Okay. Even if you're eating at home, this is one thing. Second thing, what kind of oil you use? We will use sunflower oil, palm oil for cooking or whatever it is. Again, one using all these refined oil is completely bad. One thing. Second thing, the way they add oil, it is not like just dropping. It is like spoon by spoon, spoon
right.
by spoon. Recently, I met one person, he asked me that I'm not at all losing the weights. Why? I asked, then he's like, what do you eat? At home only. Okay, I never eat outside. But they cook very nice at home. I eat nice food. Okay, how they cook? My mom doesn't put oil. She just pours the oil and the ship. So the food is so tasty. So this is how it is. So the conclusion is that's it, right? Even if you're eating at home, or even you're eating it outside, you should be knowing that what I am eating and how much I have to eat, right? So there is a calculation of calories. You know, if you're spending your whole activity for a whole day, if you're spending 2000 calories and if you're eating 2500 calories, that 500 calories are going to go for a fat, right?
Okay.
So this is how it is. So you make sure that you eat, you eat healthy, right? Try to avoid oil. First thing, try to limit your salt consumption, reduce the sugars, table sugar, especially the white sugar, reduce it or take it out of your diet or out of your life. No sugar, very less oil. Even if you want to use oil, use olive oil, cold pressed oils, they are good. But coconut oil, cold pressed coconut oil is very good. Okay. But never go for this palm oil and refined oils. Yes.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yes, it is absolutely true that great bodies are made in kitchen.
Awesome.
That is absolutely true. Because it is what they do. What they do is they just focus on
thank
what they
you
eat.
For,
yeah.
Thank you for confirming that.
Yeah.
Me, that's flying around. Moving on, what are the sacrifices that you make in your day-to-day life? Right. As a trainer, you may have to sacrifice in your diet, even if you like certain things, you cannot eat that and you need to take sufficient rest. You need to look good as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So true. So sacrifice in the sense, yes, it is just about being it's being about it's all about consistency, I can say. It's being very
Can I say that you love bodybuilding more than all these things? Can I say that you love bodybuilding more than rest of these things that you see that it doesn't tempt you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So when I love bodybuilding because I love my body, and I love to keep it very fit. So when I know that this is something which is not good for my body, of course I would not take it. This is how it is. And I can also put in this way that whole week you're trying so hard in the gym to do to keep yourself fit, and one small sweet, whatever you eat, and it is taking away all of your effort. So you can just put it in that way, so that whenever I tell my clients, they talk about why can't we have a small piece of sweet in the weekend? Then I just put that example of, okay, you are walking in a treadmill for 15 to 20 minutes and you see how much calorie you burn, 50 to 60 calories. That 50 to 60 calories you spend 20 minutes, even the end of the week, whatever you're having, that one bhaji or whatever it is, it has taken that 60 calories. Your 20 minutes of effort has gone in one small bhaji, one piece of bhaji. Yes. So this is how it is. That's how you can make them understand. And people, they don't understand. They say that I eat only less. That less is this. If actually the less is this. So you have to eat less, in the sense less with the good food. But for them, less is different. So when you count calories, you will understand. Okay. Yeah, that is how it is. So it is very important to have healthy food, because your body will thank you when you reach 60 years, 50 years. It's not about showing your body at this present time. Because at 30, a person who walks out, who doesn't work out, they will be active. Same. But you should see people who are at 50s, who are at 60s. Why older people restrict their movements? Because there is no muscle mass in their body. They are afraid to move. Because muscles are the one who helps you to move. If you don't have a muscle, if you ever worked on gaining muscles on your younger age, then you will not be having muscles, right? How do you move? Then that's why you start bending older people. You see the saggy skin here, because it's only just bone and skin. There is no muscles, right? So that is why working, eating healthy, and working out in their early age is very important.
Thank you for enlightening us on the importance of diet and how we should stick. And it also shows that you don't just look physically strong. You also have strength in the brain also, in mind also, to have the self-restraint and self-control to avoid all of these temptations that's being bombarded in our lives constantly. Wherever you see, there is an advertisement, eat that, they show all these drippy chocolates and what have you.
So, because they are so yummy, I'll tell you something about one thing also. See, all the tasty foods, either they'll be having a lot of oil. Bhaji is very tasty. It will give you crispy thing, and bhaji is very tasty. But it will be because of the oil. And all the sweets are very good, because there is a lot of sugar. If you ask a chicken breast, it is not tasty. A chicken breast is not at all tasty. A thigh piece of the chicken is very tasty, but it has a lot of fat. But chicken breast doesn't has anything. It is just a lean protein. It doesn't taste good. So what I mean to say is, healthy foods are not tasty. Not at all tasty. But all tasty foods are
that is an interesting fact for sure. And so, you might have answered this already. Who admires your physique the most? Is it the ladies or the men? So, from where do you receive most compliments?
It goes both ways. If it is a man, of course, maybe they'll tell, hey, you have a good body. When it comes to a woman, maybe they will admire, but they
won't express.
They will not come and tell you. They will not express. That is there. Yes, but people who are very close to me in the gym, of course, they come and admire. They say that, okay, at this age, yes, you really look good. I'm not saying that I'm too old, but for my age, yes, it is. I know you look good, whatever it is. Yes.
I mean, everyone has to agree you look younger than what you said your age is. Not even.
Yeah, but sometimes they get heartbroken also that this guy is married. Oh shit, this all these things.
Right.
Expressions will be there. But it is all
So you
there.
are
Yeah.
training a lot of people. I mean, there is a lot of time that you put in training other people. So how much do you practice every day your craft, your art, as you said earlier?
Yes. So see, it depends again. What see when it comes to bodybuilding, right? It is not about just training. As I told you, training and nutrition, that is diet, a sleep, okay, a good sleep, and a stress management. These four things matters a lot. Okay, a person who is having a lot of stress, maybe he'll not see a better result. A person who's having no stress, good amount of sleep, and he's following a very good diet, healthy diet, and he's very consistent to workout or gym, he'll see the results very faster. Okay, so for myself, I put at least 5 days in a week. I work out 5 days in a week. I have a split of 5 days. Next 2 days, I'll be taking rest. Saturdays, Sundays, I won't work out. If in case of any emergency, I missed out my workout in the weekdays, then I'll be doing it on Saturday or Sunday. Otherwise, only 5 days in a week. And a good amount of sleep I try to take. And when it comes to food, yes, it is super healthy and very portion controlled. I don't eat much. I eat, but whatever is required to my body. Right. So it is like I can say I can put it like 5 days in a week and work out. Yeah, at least one maximum 1 to 1.5 hours. We don't have more than that time. So 1 to 1.5 hours of time where you have to focus on your warm up. Mobility, the main workout, and after the workout there is a stretching. So this is a whole set what I practice
So
usually.
speaking of, it looks like you're quite busy. Do you find free time? And if you do, what do you do in the free time these days, once you become a trainer?
To be honest, now since past 1 or 2 years, my free time is only for my son and for my wife. Because it is so busy nowadays that sometimes I don't get much time to spend with him. And if he's sleeping and if I still have time, I started 60 days, 60 seconds with Sajid in Instagram. So that is my page, Sajid Putran. Okay, so in Instagram, I have started 60 days with 60 days, 60 seconds with Sajid. So in From past 35 days, I'm posting every single day one value content to my followers, so that what they have to do, what kind of stretchings they have to do, if they have a back pain, what they have to do, all those things. So in my free time, I start searching planning my content, what I can give it to the people, to get a better experience in terms of if they have any kind of challenges. So these kind of things. Or learning about my own fitness field, listening to some podcast or something like that. Yes, these are the
Oh,
things.
interesting. And how is the competition in this industry that you are in?
I would say very much, okay. And it's all about putting yourself, as you said, that what makes you different from others. So this is what it is. You have to be different from others, and at the same time, for people who will watch this, I would say choose your trainer, carefully, right? Because there are two kinds of people. There is someone who is very good in marketing. Maybe he's not a good trainer, right? So you will see nice posters coming out, a lot of things coming out. Maybe when you enter the program, maybe it is worth the spending, So you have to choose your trainer very carefully. Then because nowadays there is since it's Instagram, a lot of people in the market, a lot of trainers in the market. So but having a good physique gives you a 50% raise in your competition. That is very important. And so now again, if a trainer watches this, I would say work on yourself first, because in Indian mindset, what they think is the trainer only is not fit. How do he make me fit? Whether he has a very good experience or whatever it is.
Correct.
But this is how it is. So be fit, and that is the first thing. Then everything will follow.
So if someone wants to get into bodybuilding, what are the things that you suggest in terms of certification, or what can you say? How they need to study? What are the things that they need to know to get into the industry as a fresher, or someone who wants to change career?
You mean to say?
Yeah, wants to take a.
Wants to
pursue
as a career, what I would suggest for the youth is first let them start working out on themselves, right? Understand how it works, right? Because if you don't have experience on yourself, you cannot convey that experience to others, right? You cannot put that experience to others. So you experience yourself. Work on yourself at first. Then once you feel like, okay, this is a time for me to move forward, get basic certifications. That basic certifications are like CFT, that is personal trainer, a basic personal training. There are levels. So you take a basic training certification, and nutrition not required. Maybe you can do it later on, but at least a basic certification of training if you take. Then you can approach any of the gym, be a general trainer for a certain time. You understand the people, you train the people, because when you're a general trainer, there is nothing expected than correcting the form of the people. So from there you learn, be a general trainer for a year. Then once you, management will watch you, your senior trainers will watch you, then you go up to a personal trainer. Then there are a lot of things you can be specialist in, so many things. There is a lot of scope in this field, but it is all about upgrading yourself and upgrading yourself with the new findings happening in the fitness industry. This is very important. So being very active and being very friendly. See, this is something which is this industry is something you have to be very friendly with people. Generally this industry will give you a more, give back. So that is how it is. Yeah. So initially, these are the important things, people to.
So to summarize, shall I say that first you train your own body, understand your own body, how it works. Then you do a basic certification, become a general trainer and see how it works.
Exactly. So, if you train yourself, so I cannot tell you if I don't have experience of doing a bicep curl.
Correct.
Right. I cannot tell you, right? That form, it has to be, because if you cannot be a trainer, if you don't train yourself, you cannot put, field, if you don't experience that, nobody becomes a manager directly. He always starts from a base, right? If you know the base, and if you go by step by step and you become a manager, it's easy for you to handle everyone below you. But if you directly become a manager, by doing so many things, there might be a theoretical knowledge. Mm-hmm. Theoretical knowledge will be there.
Okay.
But
okay.
Practicality won't be there. So whatever you learn, it is different. That is a theoretical knowledge. Right, you will learn a lot of things. Maybe you will do a master's, everything. But practically, you have a zero knowledge, because you'll come across with a lot of people, a lot of different people, different characters, different, because every human is different, right? Every human body is different. Every human body reacts different to different kind of workouts, different kind of diets. So to understand that, the practicality is very important. So be a general trainer, understand how it works, and train yourself, understand how it works on your body.
Okay.
Then you move forward. That will take you a very long way.
That shows your in-depth acumen and the knowledge that you have acquired over the years. It shows how you put it across in how they need to approach and how we should approach if one wishes to pursue.
Yes.
So I have a last question for you. So if someone wishes to reach you, how can they reach you? Through...
Yes, through Instagram. Yes, and you can share my
Okay,
Instagram
okay.
ID as well. I can share you later on. It is just SAJJU, Sanju, and Putran, Sanju Putran. So if you type that one, you will find my page. That is one way, or else you can also,
I'll be sharing Instagram ID when I publish this podcast. Also, since it will be shared on audio platforms
Absolutely.
As well, it will be shared there as well, and also on the YouTube. I'll be releasing it in all the places. And
Great.
With that, so if you
Yes.
love our content, you can say, you can hashtag us Career Crossroads, and also Coach Shajit, you can say Ye Dil Maange More to us on the Instagram. We look forward to hearing from you. With that, this is your host Jay with our expert today, Coach Shajit, signing off. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jay.
Yeah.